Good afternoon, everyone. Jim Appel for OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures, and we'll take a look at how your grain markets closed this afternoon, and we'll look at the news behind the numbers right after this.
We were number 8,007.
6,004, I believe.
But we were 109.
These families are among the thousands to benefit from having their land cleaned up free of charge, thanks to Oklahoma's oil and natural gas producers and royalty owners. Like the Hughes of Osage County, they called and registered the abandoned well site on their property, and now three generations are reaping the benefits of their beautiful, restored land. The Hughes family is number 7,926. What will your number be? The OERB is continuing their mission to restore every abandoned well site in Oklahoma. They're taking calls, and the cleanup won't cost you a dime. To register your abandoned well site, call 1-800-664-1301. That's 1-800-664-1301. Restoring the land for future generations. Just one more reason we can all be Oklahoma proud.
Justin, how did our futures markets close today?
We saw some really strong rallies today across the entire agriculture complex, including the cattle and the meats here today. Traders are really preparing for tomorrow's USDA report, which comes out tomorrow morning at 11 a.m. That's going to show a lot about the how many acres and of corn and soybeans, and then how much the ending stocks have changed and so on. So that's a really important report. The market has also showed strong support here with the old crop, new crop soybean spreads as these big index funds have finished rolling out of the July contracts and buying the farther out months. We've seen the July bounce back really strongly today. For instance, July corn was up 9.5, but December was up 4.75. And then the July soybeans were up about 28.75, while the new crop November were only up 8. So that we've returned to that and shown some really strength there. And then the market's shrugging off some of the negative news on the crop progress and planting report yesterday. We showed 95% of the corn's planted. Last week was 91%, so we're just catching up. The five-year average is 95%, so we're right there on average. Soybean planting came in at 71%, so we're behind last year and a little bit behind the five-year average. But overall, we're on pace, and the market was just strong today.
We'll have more market news right after this.
No matter where you live, in a city or a small town, a townhouse or a farmhouse, your life is your life. That's why Farm Bureau insures the things you work hard for. With offices in all 77 Oklahoma counties, we're an Oklahoma company and always nearby. Visit us online or stop by your local Oklahoma Farm Bureau office. With more options than ever, we're the same Farm Bureau you've always trusted. Now, even better.
Justin, what are we expecting on tomorrow's reports?
Well, the USDA monthly reports are always big, but this one's special because it's going to show us really on how much the ending stocks are for this crop we're getting planted right now. The early estimates are that we're going to cut the corn acres a little bit. You know, if you look at yesterday's report of 95% planted, that leaves us with about 3 to 4 million acres that haven't been planted yet. So that's going to lower the production number. And this report's the one that's going to tell us how much the USDA is really picturing there. And if you lower the production number, then you lower the ending stocks and so on. So as it trickles down, we're going to be pretty tight for this new crop. Or we could be pretty tight from this new crop. The last month, the USDA said we're going to produce about 2 billion bushels of corn. I think this time we're looking for about 1.8 billion. So they're going to drop that about 200 million bushels. Corn, in May, they said 265 million bushels on the ending stocks for this new crop we're planting now. The average guess for tomorrow's report is 268. So they're keeping that soybeans just about the same. Even though the overall guesstimates are that we're going to lower corn acres about 3.5 million or so, and they're looking to up the soybean planted acres anywhere from 1 to 3 million acres overall.
Thanks, Justin. Taking a look at some of our closing numbers, July Kansas City wheat was up 4 cents at $7.30. The December contract up 2.75 at $7.54. Chicago July wheat up 7 cents at $6.96 3/4, and the December contract up 5 3/4 at $7.19 1/2. In the row crops, Chicago corn July contract up 9.5 cents at $6.59 1/2, and the December contract up 4 3/4 at $5.50 3/4. July soybeans gained 28 3/4 cents today at $15.40 1/2, and the September contract was up 9 1/4 cents at $13.65 3/4. That's a look at your afternoon futures. Make it a great day, Oklahoma. I'm Jim Appel for OklahomaFarmReport.com.